Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tan G Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tan G. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tan G, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tan G, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tan G.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was designed with you in mind, a show that was created on Kingdom Principles, a show truly, truly helpful to move you from where you are to where you want to be. It's a show that's packed with good segments of entertainment. We have guests that come on and tell us how they, you know, they answer that proverbial question of how they got here at the bottom of the hour. And we have a segment that deals with relevant issues that's going on in today, things that we can do today to make change, right? And of course, I could not do this show without my two beautiful co-hosts that I've missed like crazy, Niles and KJ.
Hey, how are you? How's the world doing out there?
Oh my gosh, it's doing good. It's hot in the valley, man. It's hot in the valley. How's it going, KJ?
In the summer, summer time. Oh, it's that time of year where it's hot. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, new season, right? Man, I could go, you know, that's a whole other principle. So I'll keep it short and accurate as possible. So today's topic is just, we're doing a series called the Soul Speaks series. And we actually launched it on the Talk to Tanji show on Facebook Live. And it's a series that's really near and dear to my heart because we know that, as my mama say, you can make your mouth say anything, but it's the soul that is the heart of the matter, right? So the soul is made up of three entities, your mind, which is your conscious, all right? Your will, which is your intent, your desire, and your emotions, you know, how you handle things. Do you come unglued? Do you smile through adversity? So basically, we have people to come on, and I literally, with his help, hold their hand, and they speak on things that they're doing or want to do in the marketplace. And then we have a person of expertise that comes on and holds their hands. And all of this, of course, is taken care of by the Talk to Tan G show. And there's no expense kind of anybody's pocket. So with that said, here's a plug. If you have an idea and you want to get it to the marketplace and you just kind of want to talk to someone, think about us, hit us a line. I'm at Dr. Tan G Show, Facebook Live. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, that coincides with our principle, because when you're speaking about matters of your heart, you want to make certain that you're not just speaking what you see, okay? You're speaking what you believe, what you know to be true. And you're doing all of this because you're operating in the will of God. So your will ultimately becomes his will. And that's the principle. So that is what we're dealing with for the month of July. But next week, we've got a very special guest special co-host that's bringing the principle. And I want you to stay tuned for that. But guys, throwing it to you, do you get where I believe or know to believe that your soul, that mind, will, and emotion plays a vital part in everything that you do? What's your take on that?
I think when you're in line, but then I was just about to ask when you were saying that, how do you know when you're aligned with the soul and the spirit? And also, so how do you know when you're aligned with God? Like, what are certain things that you look for? Because, like, I've heard this before. We've heard it, you know, we probably hear it from time to time again, but how do we actually know when we're in sync? Are there certain signs that we look for? Are there certain things that we look for, certain actions and manifestations? Absolutely. You know, is it based on our perspective and so on? You know, of course, we have to be in sync by, you know, communicating with God and having that open prayer line, but also just, you know, being able to converse just on a fluid basis, you know, with God, to try to understand, what his will is for us. And then once we find the will and the purpose, mm-hmm. then how do we proceed from there? So mm-hmm. I'm not even going to lie. Like sometimes I get a little blurry. Like, how do I know when I'm in line with God? I feel like sometimes you'll doubt throughout the process.
Yes.
And
yes.
sometimes it will be unclear to you, but I think the result will show you. So then yeah. once you're delivered to the result, you're like, okay, this didn't make sense before, but this lines up now as I see the bigger picture, the whole picture. Yeah. But mm-hmm. as you're walking along, you may not see the full picture. You may not see the full glimpse. So the most important thing is to keep on walking, but make sure that you're walking, one, in the right direction. And of course, the right direction is God. Make sure that you're in tune, in sync with God, and you know, you'll be delivered. But I don't know if you know throughout the whole process if you're going in the right direction. That's why it's, you know, important to make sure that your mind, heart, and soul is connected with God. Because even when you don't know, He's guiding you. The Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit is for, guidance.
Thank you, sir.
Honestly, to answer that question, I was like, how do you know? I honestly would say that look at the characteristics of God. If like where you're going contains at least one characteristic, I would say you were going in the right direction. Okay. One thing that I've noticed, and I cleaned out my closet yesterday and found all these posters like on my old vision boards, and I like put them up on my wall. And postcard that I had said, like, how do you know the Holy Spirit's giving you confirmation? And it went down a list. And I was reading it, and I'm like, oh, if I can at least see one of these things, I at least know I'm going in the right direction. It talked about prophecy. It talked about confirmation of a godly counsel and reading the word. So whenever you're in doubt, I would always say, like, look for those instances where you see the characteristics of God. And also, it also is okay to doubt. It's okay to doubt. Doubting is healthy. The thing is, what makes doubting dangerous is that if you stay in the same position.
But at least it starts to control how you move and navigate.
Yeah. Don't let the doubt control you, all right? The faith is small as a mustard seed. Like, this could be your whole circle of, like, faith, and it could be this small in the middle and surrounded by doubt. But at least it's that small, and you're moving, then you're already winning.
For sure. Absolutely. For sure. And this makes you think of, like, just the different characters in the Bible, how things were, like, stripped away, or they were on a path and they got weary, or they didn't even know if they were going in the right direction, or if they could even make it to the end. Like, God, why is all this happening? Why is all this happening? But once again, just continuing to listen and keep your eyes open. And as well as KJ said, you have to, like, stay open to the signs. But once again, because we're human beings, sometimes we don't know. So let's be honest about that. That's why I said you have to be moving in the right direction and making sure that you're in tune, because the devil sends signs as well. And sometimes they're pretty signs, because the devil was, as we know, Lucifer was pretty. You know, he was good looking, and also in charge of music. And, you know, in charge of music and so on. And so that's why we need to make sure that we're in tune, because there's different things that can be thrown our way. And we might think it's a sign from God, but it may be the sign from, you know, another mystery.
Whenever there's like a situation, I always have to ask myself, okay, if the emotion part wasn't there, would I still do it? And doesn't align with like what I stand for. So, like, even if, like, you say, like, I don't know, always take away the emotion from the situation. Because if you take away the emotion, then you're, all you have left is the foundation. And then the foundation, now you can walk on the foundation instead of the emotion, which is a little bumpy. Think of the emotion as a trampoline versus walking on concrete. The emotion changes all the time. You'll be bouncing, like, I don't know, wait, oh, this feels good, oh, I'm scared, oh no, wait, yeah. But when you're walking on a foundation, you at least know that it's smooth, and solid.
That's good. That's really good. I like the analogies that you've derived from that. And that's a really good question, Niles, because you're right. How do you really know? And that comes in relationship. See, I have a relationship with my husband, right? we've been together 15 years and he's really like my best friend. Mm. And I really like him. But there's nowhere is it mandated in the 66 books of my Constitution that I have to like him. But that Constitution says I do have to love him because God is love. I am a descendant. I am like my daddy. I have his DNA, so I'm loved. So with that relationship, okay, we have to talk. We have to commune. And because we're so in tune with one another now, we can literally sit in a room and not say anything and know exactly what that will is for us to do for the remainder of the day or for the beginning of the day, if that makes any sense. It transcends anything that is logic. So when you're asking, how do I know that I'm in his will? That relationship is so key. Doubt, you're right. It's not your role for us to doubt, but we have to put doubt in its place. I can doubt that I may be doing what I need to be doing at this very moment for this business, but I'm not going to doubt that what I'm going to do for this business is going to bring him glory. So everything, that's your litmus test. Everything that you do, if it doesn't bring him glory, it ain't his will. I'm sorry. Yeah. As simple as that. So relationship is going to be that derivative that's going to tell you exactly, am I where I'm supposed to be? And believe this, and I wish you that, I hope that you will, I do absolutely nothing before I consult with him. And people say, but you're just, you're wasting time. You're going too slow. No, 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 my friend. I have been in a position where I thought I had to do everything like that. Right? Because it's the will of God. I'm doing God's will. But if you take all of that, like KJ said, that emotion factor out of it and concentrate on what you are supposed to do in the process of knowing that you're in his will, then I promise you it's like riding a bike, drinking a glass of water, bottle of water, because you're in relationship. He will tell you, I promise you he will. If you're in relationship, not religion, but relationship, he'll tell you exactly. It won't even make sense. He may tell you to pack up your boxes and move from Atlanta, Georgia to Los Angeles, California, because I've got a place that is going to be nestled with goodness for you. But it don't make sense. That's relationship. And even with the ups and downs that comes with that move, Abraham, you still got to do it because you're committed to his word.
Yeah. So sometimes I like to get away from like the fantastical, squeaky clean image that we have in our heads when we think of like the path and the vision and the soul. Because the reason I want to make sure that people know it's not always going to be clear. It's going to be unclear, but it's kind of like a GPS. I just thought of this. It's like a GPS. Like you're in a new area or area that you may not be familiar with, right? But you trust that GPS to get you to your destination, right? You don't know every street. You don't know every corner and so on. But you know that it's going to get you to your destination. You don't need to know like the process, the full process in between. And I think that's how our relationship with God is like. Like, you know that he'll get you to your destination, but you may not know every turn. You may not know every street. You may not know every highway. But if God tells you, focus and go north. And you go north. North is up, right? So it's like a GPS.
I'm going to play devil's advocate for a quick second.
Okay.
So go ahead and do it.
When we comparing God to a GPS, what about for those people who need a physical sign, not like a spiritual sign? You know what I mean? Because GPS is physical. It's physical, you know?
Right, like physical manifestation? Well, yeah. the thing about it is, like, if they need a physical sign, then they may have to, I guess, redefine or kind of look up the definition of faith. Because faith, you're not always going to get physical signs. You're not always going to get things that appear in front of your face. But it's that internal belief and that knowing that, you know, believing in things that are unseen. So they may have to, kind of redefine their definition of faith. Because if you're saying, God, I need to see something physical, you need to show me X, Y, and Z. Is that really faith? No. You're asking for, like, well, will you show me this first? And then I believe. Like, come on now.
And another thing, KJ, to piggyback off what Niles is saying, for that person who says, you know, what was the question again? That novice that does not know.
Yeah, they need like a physical sign. They need
a physical sign.
Like,
a physical sign.
I see what I believe.
Okay. Yeah. It's really important also to surround yourselves with people that kind of think like you do, if that makes any sense. Because if you're surrounding yourself with people and you're looking for that physical sign and you got somebody in your ear gate that's saying, oh, it'll never work. Oh, you can't do it. Oh, we can't think that high. Or you see, it goes totally against what, like Niall said, what faith is. So it's a whole cauldron of things that you look for. But if you're looking for a sign and you're a newbie, I get it. But if you're looking for a sign and you got teeth, meaning you can read, you can ask the Holy Spirit to break down what that word is telling you, then shame on you. Seriously, and I really do mean that. Because it comes a time where we, as not just the leadership spirit, but the spirit of leadership, we got to stand up. People are needing what we have, and if we don't give it to them, shame on us.
Yeah, because based on definition, that's not a concrete definition of faith when someone needs to see something first in order to believe. You know? But that's absolutely a really good question, though. But some people do think like that, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I did. Yeah. I did.
I believe it when I see it. I need to see it. Mm-hmm.
We all did. God, you know, show me a sign. That's not a relationship. What if I told my husband, show me a sign that you love me?
Yeah.
Every day you want me to show you a sign?
Yep.
After a while, he's like, man, what's going on here? You don't trust me anymore? Trust, believe? Anyway, what's going on, man? What's going on? It's 17 after the hour. KJ, where we at?
So I just want to bring up some like trending topics that are coming, that are going on in the world, especially in California right now.
Oh boy.
Yes, that
down
corona, that corona, that virus.
And it's still very alive, people. Remember that.
Thank
it's still
you.
Very alive. It is not going.
It's okay. Alive.
Thank you for sharing
on the news from Dr. Fauci that the cases are increasing, and we could be entering a time of having about 100. He said 100,000 a day. Is I believe so.
Lord. Yeah, I heard something around that too. That's crazy.
People don't take this
precautions
seriously.
And yeah,
precautions. LA is a hot spot. So, Gavin Newsom just announced today that there will be some. He's going to pull back on the plan that he placed of like reopening stores, reopening restaurants. So they're closed. They're closed, people.
Like, wait. The stores are closed?
Restaurants are closing. Bars are closing.
Wow.
And like they started reopening some indoor movie theaters, and now they're closing again. I don't know if he's doing it for like the entire month, but like I think it's like 4th of July weekend, you know, flock to the beaches. Some beaches are closing. Some cool things that people can do that you can still social distance, be sure to wear your mask and all that. There's like some like nature trails you can walk on, but keep your distance. Santa Monica Mountain. Some trails are open, not all. What else? Some national parks are starting to reopen, so you can still go outside and just like have that fresh air, have that moment of air. But also, the con, because of 4th of July, no fireworks, no gathering for fireworks. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting 4th of July weekend inside.
Yeah.
I mean, you can put on a lawn chair outside and get some sand like in your porch and just like relax. Turn you up the beach, get like a little fan, a little battery pack.
Yeah. But you do understand why, you know, the, he's really, really doing this, right? If you look at the metrics, I had an opportunity a couple of days ago to kind of look at what's going on. There are two metrics that you want to look at. One, your hospitalization rate. If that number goes up, then you know that we haven't had herd immunity just yet. So the hospitalization rate went up, and it's unfortunate because that number, and not the number of people that actually have the virus, but the number of people that can contract the virus from that one source is another metric that you're looking at. Unfortunately, yes, it went up. So I want to say that a principle. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I see there's some people who are asymptomatic too, who may not have the virus.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes.
That thing is an issue. There's a lot of questions around that. Health insurance.
Yes.
People who are non-residents who are here on visa as well, if they can get tested as well. So that poses another issue. Hmm. But in spite of all this is going on, there are some good things that are happening.
Absolutely.
For everybody who's heard of the hit Broadway musical Hamilton, it's coming on Disney Plus on Friday.
Okay.
You have to watch that. The BET Awards just hosted their virtual award show. Some good things happening in quarantine.
Absolutely.
Like this show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Inspiration right in your living room.
How about that? We are living what we're teaching, I promise you, and what we're speaking. And it gets very, very difficult sometimes, you know, when you're saying, okay, I've got to exercise this principle. This has to work in my life, but you want to take the shortcut. There are no shortcuts when you're being a principled person. There's a lot of empty nights, but there are no shortcuts.
Yeah,
man.
And in order to get to the good, it's never a short process.
Oh, come on, yeah. You know, tell me about it.
Challenging and it hurts. Let me tell you, to get to where you want to go, it's going to take a lot of sacrifice.
But how do you? I mean, come on, man. I know Niles is about to bring us home, but how do you make up your mind? Okay, that I gotta do what I'm supposed to do. I gotta write that book. I've gotta write that song. I've got to star in that. You know, how do you do this? Why do you make up your mind to say I'm gonna do it?
I think experiences lead us to that point. And sometimes you get to the point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah,
and once you get to the point of being sick and tired, you know, you just say like this, the time is now. Like you have no other option. If you continue to do what you're going to do, nothing's going to change. So either you stay miserable or you make a choice to change your circumstance and change your life.
I love it.
It's that simple. You're tired of being just sick and tired.
I hate to be sexist at this point, but you got to man up.
Oh my gosh.
Ah.
Oh my gosh. You're misogynist.
Oh, I'm sorry. But you guys just gotta just like own it. Don't stop having the pity parties. Like, oh, it's not working out the way I wanted. Oh, stop doubting, because we just said in the beginning of the show, doubting will cause it'll get you into this habitual cycle. You have to just man up and just like, look, I'm just gonna do it because who's stopping me?
Hmm.
Yeah. Man up and woman up. Okay, woman up.
I like that.
Okay. Yeah, but I like what you said. That's an interesting word that you use, pity. We have to let go of pity and feeling sorry for ourselves. Hmm. That will never like get you to the point that you want to get to. And you'll make up every excuse in the book. You'll blame the world for your current condition, and you'll blame the world, you know, for your lack of progress. And essentially, it is all up to you. I mean, of course, it's not all up to you, because God makes everything run. But you have to get to the point where you say you either accept or you deny. But nobody else is in charge of your life, and nobody else can change your life for you. That's a decision, and a valuable decision that you have to make for yourself. Do not blame anyone else. Of course, you'll go through negative experiences. This person could have did this and that to you. Because, you know, you meet people every once in a while. Oh, the reason why I'm like this is because of this. The reason why I'm like this is because of my mama, my daddy, or whatever else. I get it. Those experiences suck, and I empathize with you, but there's no reason to stay in your current situation and predicament and to stop, you know, moving forward and making progress. Once you get to the point where you start to, you know, feel pity for yourself and have every excuse in the book, you're not going to progress. You're not going to move forward. Like at a certain point, you have to slap yourself because you are allowing these things to happen and you are literally the author of your life. Of course, you know, in addition to God, but yeah.
I'm going to add this one thing. You have to ask yourself, do you really want what you're dreaming?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get out the way because people are waiting behind you.
Yeah, exactly. And absolutely. Like, I just wasn't like want and desire. Would you say like they're similar? Like, what would you say between like want and desire? Like, I want this versus I desire this. Is desire for me is more like, okay, this looks nice. I desire that. But to truly want and I guess yearn for something, it's a different process. It's a different magnitude to it.
Oh, absolutely. Desire is only placed by God. God gives us the desires, not the wants of our heart. He gives us the desires. So that's the difference. A want is something you fix your credit, you go buy your own car. I mean, come on, man. You fix your credit, go get your own house. Save up your money, you launch your own business. So a desire, that's a want. A desire is something so strong that you know only He has put it there. And you're like, that you have a longing for it. If that makes any sense. And it takes on the shape of long suffering. Because sometimes it may be a long process to get that desire. But when you get it, everything you had to go through to get it, you know that, man, that was for me. It was for my good. So now you can go back and tell someone else if it's something that you did, you know, out of angst or in a hurry, what not to do. I've got a book coming that says what not to do in business. And one of the chapters is do not lead with your heart. That's an organ that it pumps blood through my body. This right here, that conscious is connected. That's your heart. Anyway, that's another principle. But anyway,
I have one last question for you guys. And this is not just for us, but this is for the world and people listening, right? How do we keep our minds and our souls, because we're talking about souls today, how do we keep them healthy and moving forward during these times when we're stuck in the house, when we're quarantining, when things are shut down, when we've become used to being able to just get in our car and go anywhere and have access to this and that? How do we reposition ourselves to live in these current times and keep a healthy mind, soul, and spirit? Because, you know, because people are kind of stuck inside or working from home and so on, they're dealing with, you know, depression more, you know, you have domestic violence and, you know, so many other issues. So how do we stay healthy and stay on the, you know, get some upward mobility out of this situation? Because some people look at this situation as a burden. You know, some people look at this situation as, oh man, this is keeping me from this and that. And I guess that goes to the mindset of like, you always feel like you have to be doing something, but where's the end destination? But yeah, how do we keep ourselves going through this process? Because a lot of people want to know, because they're struggling with it too. It's tough to be in the house for a consistent period of time, especially if you're a kid. Like, I feel for the kids who should be running around and playing on the playground right now, and they're stuck, you know, in between four walls.
Absolutely.
You know, so, yeah.
Okay, you answer, KJ, and then I'll...
Start your first hour of the day and your last hour of the day off your phone. So then you get the distraction off. All right. When you start with your phone, you have that dopamine in your body pumping. I mean, if you can start with 5 minutes, 5 minutes first off your phone, then 10, then you add it on. But like, start off your phone, meditate, read something, the Bible preferably. But just something that feeds you in the morning so you can have that, so you can start it off right. Then you can sense it. So you start your morning like that and you end your night like that. All right. Mm-hmm. That puts you in the right direction. For the kids, they need to go outside. I just think that I'm a kid, man. Yeah. That it hurts. It hurts me just to see that like they're pent up inside for so long, to be honest. Like, I don't have an answer for that. But yeah. Innovation. Have their imagination run wild.
Bingo.
Have a mess up the living room. Build. you know?
Yeah. And then step away from the video games for a while. I know, like, video games are cool and all that, but you need a break from video games.
Absolutely, you do.
Teach them what you needed to learn as a kid. I would say that.
I love that. And then he steps away from the mic. How dare you? But, you know, Niall, you asked the question that you're right. It is kind of reverberating around the world. What do we do? How do we keep the sanity? Remember that your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. So you're going to keep those three in check. That's your soul. So that's enough right there to keep you busy till kingdom come, right? But for all intents and purposes, those things that the regimen that KJ suggested, first hour in the morning, I like to start with prayer and meditation. I do. I get my word. I sit there with my coffee and I'm listening. I need to know how to order this day. So I'm going to speak over my day. I'm going to pray for my friends. I'm going to pray for the businesses. I'm praying for people in leadership positions. I'm praying. I spend 2 hours and 40 minutes. That's my tithe every day. So my tithe is 2 hours and 40 minutes a day, right? So now I'm ready for everything else that has to be done. However, I like to take a break. And this guy introduced me to this thing called TikTok. And I lose myself on TikTok. And I'll go through TikTok for about 30 minutes praying for people. I know, right? I'm just silly as a busy bug. But I believe that if I'm going to be an agent of change, I got to live what I say I want to see. So that's how I spend my day. I spend my day with outlines. I do more consulting now than I have in a long, long time. People in other states and other countries own business. And I love it because I want to use my gift for the marketplace. Have you noticed I'm so purposefully busy that I don't have time for depression? I don't have time for monies that I need to hit the account today. That's my daddy's disposition. So I look to him and I tell him, hey, dad, this is due. And I don't worry. And I kid you not, I want to live my life every day as if it was my funeral. I can't hear you say, oh my God, Dr. Tandy was so kind. She was so loving. Da 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 da. I can't hear you say that. I can't hear you say she makes me sick because she makes life look so easy. It is. I spent the first 50 years of my life making it hard. So I'm going to spend the next 50 making it easy. And the only way I'm going to make it easy is my tithing of my time, my talent, and of course, my resources, and doing what I'm supposed to do.
Exactly.
I don't need there to be a knock at the door and say, your time is up. And now, what did you do with the resources and the gifts and the talents that I gave you? Well, Lord, we had a pandemic. Depression set in. And I just, come on, man. Are you serious? Are you that bold to speak to the creator? He's the potter. You're the clay. Just make your life easy. Do what you're supposed to do. Serve your gifts to people. Mm-hmm. That's how we make it in this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let us come out of this pandemic without something in your hand. Start your businesses. Shopify, it takes you, 25 minutes to set it up? Come on, we can do this. We're making excuses. You can't tell me anything. If you say, well, I'm homeless, been there 3 times. How about that? Well, my car got repo. Been there 6 times. How about that?
Ooh, 6 times.
Come on, bro. Come on. Ooh, you don't tell me to shame the devil.
There we go. Okay. And look at you now.
I'm broke. I've been there 5 times. Well, man, you know, they're talking about suing me. 17 times at the courthouse. 17. 17. So don't tell me what you cannot do. Because I'm going to tell you what you can.
That's what we need to hear. Because like I said, we always have this image in our head of what things look like. What the process looks like. Hearing that just reminds us that, okay.
Come on.
Just because I'm experiencing this and that doesn't mean I'm on the wrong path. If anything, dealing with that much opposition means that you might be on to something.
Maybe. You better hush your mouth and tell yourself.
You might be on to something.
Are we on to something? And with that, we're going to juxtapose into what Niall's brings to this show, Niles brings, and Katie, you help me with this. And if I'm speaking out of turn, then just pull my coattail off the show, please. Thank you so much. But Niles brings to the show the realism, and hear me when I say this, the realism where there are people that Niles can speak to that will have an ear to hear what he says just by the demeanor that he projects. But because he's very careful with his words, he doesn't just say words. He's an actor, of course, you know. He has to be careful with what he says. So everything he says has to come from that emotion and that belief and knowing that what he's saying is true, and it will, as our legal Christian E say, produce a harvest. So Niles, I'm going to shut my mouth. It's all
I was just looking at KJ's face. He's like, oh, that's not the man I know. That's funny. But no, our current conversation is a great segue into what I wanted to touch on. And I wanted to touch on making the leap when you have a mountain in your face. Like, you know, if you look at a mountain, you can't see over the mountain, but you know, in order to get over the mountain, like here are a few things that work for me and work for me, because I came from corporate America. So this life that I'm living now is just a vast difference, you know, from what I became used to and what was around me and what I saw. I didn't see anybody doing what I'm doing. If anything, people tried to, you know, distract me and, you know, discourage me from moving to what I'm doing right now. And now I'm like more in charge of my personal progress and vision, like more than ever. I'm more accountable for my time and what I do, because it's literally up to me. I don't have anybody to make a schedule for me. I don't have anybody to say, this is what you have to do. This is, in order to get to this point, I had to do like tons of research and really just immerse myself into, you know, what I was trying to get into, you know, the entertainment industry and, you know, entrepreneurship and just, you know, just many different endeavors. And I'm more cognizant of time now. And I prayed and prepared for opportunities and to finally meet folks who were on the same mission. And I guess you guys are introduced to me. Not I guess you guys are introduced, but there's just a few things that I learned along the way to get to this point. And it's, you have to watch what you read, what you digest, and what you expose yourself to. I listen to a lot of motivational speakers, as you know, like I like Les Brown and Jim Rohn and Earl Nightingale. I've read like tons of books. I always listen to things that, you know, keep me on the up and up. They stimulate me. They make me think. They challenge me. They help to enhance my world, help to enhance my vision. So that's important. And then that, what that does, it is influences your mindset, you know, and you always have to make sure that you focus and strengthen the mind and the soul and the body. Like, and I've said this before, you meet people and they're ripped. They may have like the craziest six pack you've ever seen, but how's their internal life? Mm. What's going on in the inside? Like we have to make sure that we are exercising and strengthening all of us. We can't just focus on one part of it. I'd rather look a mess on the inside and be just 100% happy on the outside, you know? I want to be a mess on the inside. I just caught myself. I'd rather be a mess on the outside and internally just be in just bliss, you know, because, you know, internal life is everything. It stems, you know, from within. Aside from that, I had to see it, and you have to see it before it becomes a reality. Mm-hmm. And we spoke about this earlier when KJ was saying, oh, you have to see a physical sign. It all starts in your mind first. It starts between your ears, you know, so that's where you see it first. And you have to learn how to tune out the noise of the world, because you're going to experience naysayers and doubters and people who just tell you that you're crazy. They will say every ugly thing in the book to you to try to deter you from your mission. And that's, I dealt with a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the point where, you know, you, as you're going through the mission, you become more in tune with God because of the things that you face on the journey. You have to be in tune with God, because some of those experiences, you're not going to get through those experiences by yourself.
No.
You know, and once you, you know, you get to, you're closer to the mountain, that's when you really need to turn it up a notch. And I just want to be real. Like, now I'm focusing on reading the Bible more. I didn't read the Bible as much as I should have, like, prior to. But even if you don't do that, pray. You know what I'm saying? That's your line of communication with God. I prayed way more than anything else prior to reading the Bible and doing devotionals. Like, on prayer, I talk to God like he's my homie, like, all the time. And sometimes people ask me, like, who I'm talking to and so on. And to be honest, like, I'm still not 100% consistent with reading the Bible every day. Like, I have my days where I forget or, you know, other things, you know, happen. But my prayer game and communication game with God is on point. It's on point.
Can I say this? And KJ, yeah. I know you're going to, you've got to say something here, but I just want to make certain, Niles, and I want to compliment you seriously and on your transparency on where you are with reading the word. Mm-hmm. See, prayer is wonderful. It is. That's God's, you're giving God permission to intervene in your territory, which is earth. That's mm-hmm. beautiful. It is. But that word, when you read the word, mm-hmm. don't just read it, read mm-hmm. it. You see what I'm saying? Read you're it. Studying that word. Yeah. That studying is really what's going to tell you what God's will is for life. When you're mm-hmm. reading to accomplish what you need to accomplish. So, yes, praying, absolutely. A man that mm-hmm. doesn't pray is a man who really don't work, seriously. And for when sure. I say work, it's not the work that they're supposed to be, not going out working for money, because we don't work for money. We work for influence. You do not work for money. You work for influence. The money will come when you're influential. It's called affluence. It'll come. Mm-hmm. That's another principle. Yet, what I'm saying here is make certain that incorporate the word, because that roadmap becomes you and you become the word. So mm-hmm. that when someone comes and you've reached that pinnacle and they're using a principle that they've taken out of the word, you will be able to tell them with the principle that ain't how it works. And mm-hmm. you ain't got to argue. Because you know exactly what that principle is, because the principle is the word.
Yeah.
Amen. Sure. All right. I'm done.
I wanted to be transparent in that, because, you know, nobody's perfect, and
we have to be mature. We don't have to be without sin, but we do have to be perfect. For sure. We have to be mature. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
So, you know, in that, we have to work on our relationship with God, of course, but some of us are at different stages. So that's why I wanted to say that as well. Like, you have people who don't touch a Bible. You have people who make a conscious effort, but they don't do it every day. You have people who they'll go through it and they're like extremely consistent with it. But I think if we're like honest about our situation, and that also helps to yield progress. That's, you know, it helps to yield progress. That's like, you know, very important, because people can identify with that. Like, no matter where I'm at right now, I mm-hmm. can take this and I can move this way, or I can apply this and that. So I'm being straight up. Like, now I am way better at reading the Bible. The Bible app has saved my life. Okay. It's the mm-hmm. Bible and a phone. And I pretty much do it like every day in my devotionals, but I'm letting you know that there's a process. Like, if you start Absolutely. With prayer, you start Absolutely. With this and that, you don't have to be 100% there today. But you can make baby steps or whatever else. Like, even in my prayer, I did ask, like, God, please help me with my consistency, you know, with reading the Bible and so on. And eventually I got to that point. I would say now I'm probably about 90%.
That's wonderful.
You know, 90%, yeah. You know.
But,
you know, and also, you know, you develop your own thing with them. You know, your own relationship. You know, we have to get, you know, rid of the idea of what we think a relationship it, you know, should look like with God, because it's different for different people. Of
okay,
course,
that's for another show. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to do that, Niles. That's for another show.
Right,
that's
right.
Skating over it. We can't skate over it. Go ahead, KJ, Niles.
But I had to mention that.
Because I know we have to close pretty soon. But, yes. I think I sent you the video, Niles, with Matthew McConaughey saying, like, who's my biggest hero? Me in 10 years. So that'll be me when I'm 30. All right. So as long as you are making those initial steps, like, and they have that intention and that conscious effort, like, I'm not where I am right now, but my hero in the next 10 years will be, or even more so. All right.
That's great.
So, I mean, I love the transparency. I'm not bashing you or anything. I'm just saying, like, look, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Niles knows I'm just giving him a hard time. I love Niles. He's like my, I'm sorry. I'm telling my age. He's like my son. This is the kind of conversation that I would have trying
that. And then, like, whatever, like, books are a medium, are a form of medium. You are what you listen to. You are what you think. You are what you watch. You are what you see. And you're reading. And the more you read the word, you are going to reflect what you're reading.
And show you me are who he says you are. Absolutely.
Look, if your TV is bigger than your bookshelf, we need to reevaluate your bookshelf.
And wow. But here's the thing. That's the case for a lot of folks, though. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's like important to understand, like, there's a process to it, and you can get to that point, but you have to, like, kind of reposition and, like, refocus in some areas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, for me, there's no TV in my room. I don't want a TV in my room.
I love it. There's not, I don't have one either. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't get up and go, oh, my Xbox is right here. No, no. I have to walk down here, or I have to walk across the room to go get it. All right. So, yeah. Mm.
You do. Niles, that's a really good conversation, honestly. And you are opening, I believe, the door for a lot of people to have that dialogue, if not with a friend or close family member, with themselves, you know. We all are a work in progress, but when you have read and he has spoken who you are, that's what you strive for every day. Mm. You really do.
Yeah.
And those are the metrics that you use. Absolutely.
To listen to Andy Mineo's album, A Work in Progress. It'll help you guys out a lot to get into that mindset that it's okay to fail. It is okay to be broken. But take a listen. A Work in Progress by Andy Mineo.
Thank you for that.
Lastly, I think more than anything, we just have to be real. Like, that's why I just try to be, like, 100% transparent and so on. Because, you know, what are people actually connecting with if you're presenting a facade?
Absolutely.
You're presenting, you know, the perfect side of thing, or the squeaky clean side. There's no such thing as squeaky clean when it comes to us. And unfortunately, we try to take on that, you know, that image, and it's just not real. So if I bear, you know, my soul, and if I bear, you know, the just honesty, then we can start moving forward from there. That's how you understand, like, this progress needs to be made in this area. This needs to be done. This needs to be done. But if you don't keep it real with yourself and the people, you can't really move forward from that.
Absolutely.
It's under false pretenses.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So make certain, guys, all the ones who are listening and who are engaging in this discussion, matters of the heart, matters of the soul speaks. This, again, is something that I really feel like is now really is the time, with so much going on, to have that work in us to kind of start to get where it needs to be. It's never meant to be argumentative. It's never meant to be, you're right, I'm wrong, you're wrong, I'm right. It's meant to be, you know what? We are spirit. We are spirit. We don't have a spirit. We are spirit. We happen to be enclosed in a body, and in that body is our mind, our will, and our emotion, which makes up our soul. And that is what we're dealing with during this series, Matters of the Soul, Your Soul Speaks. Remember, the quickest way to get what you don't want to see is to speak what you see. The quickest way to get what you don't want to see is to speak what you see. That's our show. Dadgummit. Have fun. Please join us every Wednesday, on LA Talk Radio. And we are here every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
Every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And no Monday.
It's been a long Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. I salute you guys. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Yes. Stay inside. Wow. Hamilton. And
be safe.
Be safe.
Absolutely. Please, if you're in an area that has a thing that says wear your mask, I know you probably don't think it's fashionable, wear your mask. You really can decrease, like, you know, lessen the spread of COVID. Please wear your
mask. And stop beating up the employees, okay? They're only doing their job. Stop throwing milkshakes and coffee at them.
Thank you for saying that. Seriously, people, I know sometimes you can come unglued, but come on, we're all in this together and we're going to get to where we need to be. All right?
Yep.
Bye. Mwah. Thank you, guys.
You're listening to The Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.